Okay, so you're in the turbo lift. The door's sealed. What do you want to
I push open the door.
Just like get your hands in there and yank it open. Okay, make
Oh, okay.
a
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
okay. Make a strength
I'll
check.
help him as I see him struggling with his feebly French bones.
All right, so Sakarian, make yours first.
I got a
Well, do I
13.
help or do we
Yeah,
both
you help. It's
separate?
just a skill roll with strength as
Are you
your
stronger than I am,
sorry. No,
Sakarian?
I'm not. I'm zero everything except for plus one dexterity. That's all I have.
Okay.
So if you want to just do it 2d6.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, go
It's
ahead and
technician man.
give me some help, Sakarian.
2d6, just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2d6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extra plus one.
I get 11.
Boom.
Ugh, just like Prosper just steps. He's like, Monsieur Higgins holds this, and then I go straight over to the door and just. Gah!
Okay, so
And
you.
as he stretches, like croissants fall out of his sleeves.
Yeah, you see like my French muscles like
Baguette.
bunching and yeah.
His mustache
The
Zut alors!
Okay. So you get the doors open, and on the other side there's like a long hallway, like a gangplank, and you can immediately like the lights are damaged, like there's like flickering. You can see a fire burning near the end, like the far end of the hallway. It's like a T intersection. And right at your feet, there are several corpses, several bodies. They're facing inward and slumped on the floor. They like tumble into the door when you open it. You can also smell like gunpowder in the air.
I checked their body for injuries. Like I want to know what killed them.
They were all shot in the back with a high caliber machine gun. They're and like the entrance wounds are like silver dollar size, and the front of them is just
Now, Adam,
open.
those bots that were walking around, you said their arms were replaced. They do not have machine guns, correct?
The ones in the cargo hold definitely did not have machine guns for arms.
So as I note, I inspect this, and I look at the group and I say, "You will want to watch out for those gigantic robots."
Is there any way we could track Zarmushan? Piani, maybe.
No, you do not want to access anything linked to the ship right now. The information could be false.
I have to
Excellent
agree
point.
with the cook. Yeah.
You really do prepare some excellent meals.
As they say this, I'm like, listen, you assholes. Forget about the cook. We need to get out of here. What we're probably dealing with is an aggressive artificial intelligence or some kind of program that is trying to actively kill everyone. We are in a deal of danger.
Well, that's quite the doomsday fucking thoughts over there. I think they're just, I mean, fuck, I've navigated the wrong place before. It's not that hard to do.
I have my finger, like two fingers in the back of a guy's head, and I'm like kneeling over him and looking at Higgins. And I'm like, you pay me a lot of money to keep you alive. It's really
Yeah,
important
and
to
I'm
listen to
still
you right now.
alive. I could say dumb shit like this, so let's keep going.
And I pull my fingers out of the guy's head and goes, like, yeah.
Assuming that the systems are failing, what are the chances that the system for the warp drive actually just drops and suddenly we just stop?
I'd say about 37%.
Let me repeat the question, and only a person who actually fucking knows anything, please
Well, no
answer.
one was saying anything, Piani, and it was awkward. So I was just answering for you.
I'm sorry, Piani. What were you asking? I was thinking about something else entirely.
I was thinking about Le Champs-Élysées.
The fucking warp drive, is it gonna fail?
For the
Are we
ship?
gonna stop?
Well, it seems like whatever's in control now certainly wants to get somewhere quickly. I don't see why it would try to shut down the warp drive. It seems like it is not all that interested in having these other individuals around. So please follow me, and I head straight towards the shaft
Okay.
for us to go down.
The nearest access point is in one of the engineering like substations that handles like venting and industrial waste like
Before we get too far,
management.
Adam, what guns were the soldiers carrying?
So these aren't soldiers; these are engineers, and they were unarmed.
And it's engineering, you said, so there's not going to be like a weapons locker or anything like that.
I mean, it's a Photonhower ship, so there's probably weapons lockers
Knowing this,
around.
can I go to one then, please?
Definitely.
Yeah, wait,
Yeah.
Monsieur Zakarian, that's an excellent point. Let's try to find some weaponry.
Okay. Yeah, you find one nearby. It's locked, obviously. It's got four laser rifles in it. It's just
What
like a
kind of
big.
lock? Because I have a pistol and my monoblade. Can I do the Sicarian unlocking technique?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is a fully automatic pistol, so it should not.
you can try make a luck save.
Ooh. I don't know what my luck save is as a soldier. Can someone?
You're a warrior level.
It's three. 13 for me, so it's probably.
There you go.
Take a look.
Well, let's see if it matters. Let's see.
What level are you?
I got a 15.
Okay, you're fine. That would have gotten to level one. So, okay, yeah, you can crack it open with your monoblade. You just like jimmy the lock and cut it open.
And then cool. There's three, so, you said. So I take four. One for my. Oh, four.
Four laser rifles.
Good for all of us. Yeah.
Oh, laser rifle! Yes. Come to me, my pretty.
I hand it to him like really slowly, and I go, you know, the last time a person started getting really weird, they died.
Get weird, get dead.
Yep. Swanton.
Swanton.
You get it cuts to him at the base of the fucking stairs.
Okay. Are there any computer panels nearby?
There, it's a spaceship. There's computer panels everywhere, but. Let me describe. So do you want to go straight into the room, or do you want to stop before you get there in computer panel?
Yeah, I just like as soon as I see a panel that looks sort of active, like maybe there's like diagnostic readouts or anything going on.
Okay.
At all.
All right. So you run over to the panel and you like hit active, and it flashes yellow twice, and it's got a little like yield like a triangle with an exclamation mark, and it says Typhoon Epsilon. This panel locked. Please consult administrator.
Yes. Piani.
That's the third fucking time you've called me to do something for you, Prosper. Piani, what do you want?
I need admin access to this panel, Piani.
I'll do my best, but...
It's very important, mate.
I'm going to warn you.
It would be best if you can fool the system into thinking we are accessing it from another deck, if that is at all possible.
I understand that you might think that computers work in some sort of fucking magical fairyland where there's unicorns and shit like that. But I'm afraid it doesn't work like that. It's not like I can't just... Well, maybe I can mask an IP. I mean, it's possible I could... Maybe clone a Mac
address.
You know
the magic fairy magic.
So here's your choice, Piani. You can do it quick. You can do it sneaky. Or you do it right. You pick two of those. However much you want to do that, it's going to be harder to do, right? Like, do you want to try and do it fast, not let the internal computer system know where you're accessing it from, and be able to break it? Because that's going to be a much higher number. What are you going for here?
So, you said my options are literally fast, sneaky, or right?
Yeah, I assume you're going to take...
Choose the correct one.
Yeah. I mean,
I could choose two, but it increases my degree of difficulty.
I mean, you could just do one. You could just do it right. You could just be like, fuck it, I'm going to do it at the time it takes, and I'm going to take my time and work on it. But if you want to do all three, it's going to be really difficult. If you just want to do one of those things, like just do it right, it's going to be difficult, but not as. Like, tell me what you want to do, and we'll go from there.
Bianni, we have a convenient escape route that we've already mapped. I think if you can do it quickly, we don't need to do it stealthily.
Is that good, Bianni?
Sure.
So you want to do it? So you want to do it, what, fast and right?
Okay. Fast and right.
All right, so give me a computer skill roll. Difficulty is going to be 9.
Oh, Piani, don't fail me now. This is very important.
Fucking Higgs is right.
Fuck.
Okay, wait, now, can I use alternate outcomes?
Yes, you definitely can.
Okay,
so
going to.
Here's what happens. So you start typing, and you envision the future in which you do it a certain way, and then that future fast forward, like in high speed motion, to just like a pile of your bodies riddled with machine gun bullets. So you rewind back to when you pressed F, and you're like, I should press G instead of F. And you continue down that path. So go ahead and roll again.
Wait, does alternate outcomes allow you to then not do it if I saw a machine gun killing us all?
No.
Fuck you, psychics rule! Psychics rule!
And as soon as the screen flashes on, I just like. I grab Piani by the cheeks and I just kiss her full on the mouth. I say, Piani, you have done it. Merci. And then I just like shove her out of the way.
Dying.
I just shove her out of the way and I'm like.
Okay, so the first thing you get is a tactical overlay of the planet Andoni, So it brings up like the grid of Andoni, lays a tactical grid over it. All of the annotation on the grid is in a language you don't understand that doesn't use any characters you've ever seen before.
Is it Japanese?
It's definitely not Japanese.
All right.
Is it so, ancient Shinde?
Like, you know that theirs is an oral tradition. Come on. So it has all these labels. Can you make an intelligence, just a flat intelligence skill check for me? Difficulty is going to be, it's a long shot, difficulty 10.
Oh, no. Oh, shit!
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So you've seen a planetary, you've seen like a globe of Andoni before. None of the target sites match up directly with anything that you recognize. Like, it's not like it's targeting cities or anything. So there's all of these like target points on the globe. And above it, it just has the word like Typhoon Epsilon T minus 19 hours and counting, and it's like running down. And it has like the like Photonhauer like command insignia at the bottom, and then you can like move that out of the way, or you could, I mean, do whatever you want. But you have access to the computer terminal here.
Yeah, like I guess I'm trying to just sort of get information. Not necessarily about what's happening right now. So I actually wanted to be doing this like while Sakarian is grabbing guns.
Okay,
but like, I'm over at the computer. I'm not this, like, I see this. I don't really give a shit about Andoni. Like, that's not a thing that Prosper cares about.
Yeah, fine.
I want to know what the fuck is running the show right now.
Okay.
All right. So like,
a picture
of any way that I
comes
can...
up and it's frowning.
My name is Hodo.
My name is Hot Dog Party. Yeah. I'm all about the beans and the bass.
All right. I'm going to, like, so, like, any sort of commands that this thing's executing in order to, like, derive its tactics regarding Andoni, whatever, trying to gather information on what's running behind the scenes.
Okay. Make a computer test, please.
Okay. That's not going to go my way the way the last couple rolls have. Is this intellect?
Yes.
Intelligence? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
God.
So let me describe the scene. His head splits open and a blinding light comes out. He keeps typing, but just rainbows and ponies start shooting out of his brain.
Yeah. All right, bro.
And we won. We won the game.
I'd like to propose here that like maybe Prosper has studied something in his research regarding Maltech, where like he's recognizing the patterns in a subroutine that are running, and he's studied that specific pattern to the point where he can just blow it wide open.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like obvious. You've seen computer systems be infected by AI before, like Breakday AI, admittedly, in like safe lab situations. But you're watching some kind of like neural, like limited neural net taking over subsystems of the ship.
Yep.
Something is broken or missing about it, though. Like, it's doing it in these really like jagged, haphazard ways. Like, AI operate very like by the book, and like this block is complete, moving on to this block, and it's just like grasping out with random like commands, grabbing systems and disabling them and turning them back on and like locking out command. So something weird is happening. If you want to make a Maltech check,
I absolutely do. My luck is not going to keep holding.
Okay,
that's intelligence as well.
Yeah, same thing.
You another one. Fucking another one. What other check you want, Adam?
Yeah.
What do you
come
want?
On, what? You want like Constitution? I've got Constitution.
Yeah, let's just do a debt check.
All right. Well, while you're
snack.
Sorry, while you're stuck looking at the computer, someone puts a gun in your ear.
Yep.
So, get away from
not
there.
Again. And stairs appear and you drop down.
I don't know.
All right. So, yeah. So there's several subroutines that operate the AI that you're used to, right? Like the personality of an AI is broken down into the like things that it knows historically, its core programming, and then something that is referred to as the id core, which is its like drive. It's like the thing that makes it, and that's the only thing that seems present in this system. There's just some like desperate, like savage urge to like take over the ship and to fulfill some like primal goal, which in this case seems to be destroying the planet Andoni.
By the way, breaking away from the story real quick,
yeah.
You are going to give us experience and money for this mission, you son of a bitch, by the way.
Yes, I will. Don't worry.
We're going to break past level 2 or 3 that we're at right now. Every time we're like, the mission's complete, boys.
I mean, I'm already...
That's when everything went wrong.
I think I'm already 4, aren't I?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Well, fuck you, JP.
Yeah, I actually am level 4. Damn, son.
Sorry, this thing is feeding on a desperate primal urge to take over Andoni.
No, just blow the fuck up.
Blow the fuck up.
Just destroy it. Also, I'll mention, while we're talking about XP, you have goals. You can just PM me if you want to change any of your goals and, like, get everybody off the ship safely or turn off the crazy AI. Like, you're welcome to do that.
Does this thing have any kind of identifier baked into its system? Could I figure out what it calls itself?
As good as your roles are, it communicates in a language that you don't understand, yep. And that's okay. Where the block is. You can't learn anything about it or its like specific plans because it's operating them in a language that you can't read.
Yeah. Okay. So like,
if you were to get to the core and like plug in something with a speaker, you could talk to it, but otherwise, nope.
Yeah. There's no way I could like inject a command that would slow down its functioning.
Look at Mr. Top Shit Hacker over here. No, you don't even have the computer skill, do you?
Yeah. No, I don't.
He's you like, well, I'll roll at -1. That's
yeah,
fine.
You can't. No, you can't coast on your high rolls forever, friend.
That's absolutely true.
Okay cool. So by this time,
I can.
Yeah, by this time, Sicarian has given everybody laser rifles, and there's some more, like, you know, everybody's noticed you've been dicking away on the computer.
Yep.
What do you want to do, everybody?
Let's use this popsicle stand. I just hit Windows key L to lock the computer screen. And I just walk away.
Okay. Do you guys want to follow Crazy Frenchman?
Yeah, I would assume that I've been, like on one knee in, like, the shot or the shooting position.
Mm-hmm.
Just like looking down halls, and then I'll stand up and then like get back down on the ground really quickly and like go back into the shooting position.
You're on Overwatch?
Yeah, I'm on Overwatch, but I'm not looking at anything. Like, I have no idea
except
what I'm doing.
Except for his reflection.
Yeah, you're hoping someone is overwatching you. He's such a badass.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, and Piani, is there anything you want to do?
No, what? Actually, also? I'm pretty impressed by Crasher's skills. There's, you know,
okay.
A little flutter.
Cool. All right. So you guys want to head to the sub, like a sub deck where the like vents and stuff are, the shaft.
We were.
You're
to
on
the swan song, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like, Prosper has a like an alternate route through the like Jeffrey's tubes and shit.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so you guys come, you're, like, running that way, doing the, like, combat jog up to, and there's more evidence of, like, fighting. Like, you have to, like, step over a couple more dead engineers.
Great.
You notice, Sicarian, there's an upside-down, like, hover drone that's, like, been shot, like, lying on the ground. There's still smoke pouring out of it. Its electronics are, like, sparking. Yeah, and then when you get to the door, it's closed. The double like doors are like shut in front of you, and that leads into the like main area where you can get up and down into the duct system.
We're gonna need a bypass.
Yeah. Can it be forced open?
Hey, you could. Both of those are. I like that you suggested each other's solution. Like, do some computer shit.
No, he meant to bypass it by fucking breaking the thing.
You can try and pull the door open.
Sure.
Okay. So the door is like a big like steel door with like a viewport in it, and you can see through the viewport into what looks like a larger room, and it's got a big tall like column with like some kind of like plasma in it, that's like running from the top to the bottom, like waste plasma from the engines.
Does it look like a kind of door that could be forced open?
Yeah, you could. It's got like a thing in the middle, and if you like,
sure.
I don't know, jam your knife in there or like get your fingers in, try to pull it open.
So I say, Prosper, help me with this.
Daka.
Yeah, Prosper, help him with that. I'm just bossing people around.
Prosper helps.
Okay. So you Prosper, you get down and like grab the door. Sicarian, you want to make that roll?
2d6 plus 1.
Seven. Okay, cool. So you start to pull it. It's like heavier than the elevator door and takes a little bit of work. There's a like a voice that comes on out of the like door that's like, you know, warning, door perimeter breached, and like you're like pulling it open, and it's like scraping along the tracks. And you hear, as you're pulling it open, you hear kind of like a high-pitched like buzzing sound. And one of the, someone who's not you two, so Higgs and Piana, you look through the door and you see the same like drone that was lying upside down, not literally the same, but the same model of drone, like buzz in from the side, and it's got mounted under it. So it's like a kind of like UFO shaped, like a flat kind of like frisbee body. There's a ring of like anti-gravity underneath that holds it up, and then descending like a jellyfish from underneath, it's got two like manipulator arms. One of them is obviously a weapon of some kind. The other is a camera. The camera like zooms in and out and like looks at you, and it's just like hovering there, and it's about to like take off. You can see it like swoop in and scan you, and if you want to do something before it, just...
shoot her.
All right, you want to take a shot at it?
Not me, because I'm on the door.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, we're holding the door open.
Well,
yeah, I'll take a shot at it.
Okay.
Are you shooting with your new laser rifle?
My new laser rifle, which I happen to be proficient in. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
First
well,
fire.
So zero.
Did you turn on the? I made a to hit macro to kind of help us because I noticed you guys were missing numbers. Do you want to go and enable that? Because it'll lock. It'll
macros,
lock stuff.
Show
you
macro
can actually just type
bar
like number 2-hit and then
wait,
it'll
why
fill
doesn't,
in.
Why? But. Actually, oh, hold on. I have to click all these
it's,
on.
It's a little gear. You turn them
yeah,
on and then
yeah,
them
I got
on.
It. God, I just did this last night. You'd think I'd fucking pro at this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's thanks. Like, yeah, you would think that.
Thanks for the reinforcement there. Okay, to hit?
Yeah, to hit roll. And it'll ask you for your attack bonus. It'll ask you for a bunch of other stuff.
Wait, what's attack bonus? Just zero, right? Whatever
it's,
my,
it's from
my
your
energy class. Weapon.
No, this is from your class. So your attack bonus, everybody has a bonus from their class, depending on what level they are. So a psychic has no attack bonus. You can put a zero for that.
Fucking horseshit.
Okay.
What
and then
skill?
What's...
Zero.
Skill is zero, yeah. Do you have a dex bonus?
Actually, I think I do have... No, I only have a wisdom bonus.
Also, okay. Don't that's energy cool. Weapons give an inherent plus
and
one?
And that's the next one, weapon bonus. So yes, you can put a one for weapon
yes.
Bonus. Its armor class is 3.
Weapon bonus is what?
1.
Weapon bonus is 1.
Are you burst firing, Panny?
Do you want to burst fire?
Yes, always.
Okay, what bonus is burst fire? 2. So
plus
in,
2.
Yeah, put
to
in
hit
a
and damage.
So remember, these guns only have 1 magazine.
And 3.
So,
3.
Yeah, and then 3 for armor. Armor class.
I can't be concerned with ammo right now.
I'm just... Okay. You
no.
So you fire a quick burst of lasers through the distance between you, but it doesn't hurt it. They have like a reflective shell, so maybe one of the shots hits it and it like deflects up and hits the ceiling.
I guess when.
So I'm a stormtrooper, basically.
You hit it. It just didn't do any good.
I guess this entire time I've just been like very nonchalant, and like when I see Piani take the shots, while my gun is like not in the position. It literally goes from like complete resting to like full on. I'm shooting this thing no matter what. And I just try to unload.
You want to take a shot at
the
it?
Same
too?
Target, yeah.
Okay.
So now we're gonna have to go through this all again. What does AB stand for?
Attack bonus for your class. So the idea is I made a shorter to hit. So like Piani, next time you fire a burst with this weapon, just add 6, right? Because you can see all the modifiers there.
Right. What is the attack bonus of a expert?
0 until you're level 5.
Okay, so 0. Skill is... I'm not trained.
It's dexterity.
So it'll be -1 if you don't have the skill.
Okay, well, let's hit cancel on that and redo it. 0, -1. Dex or strength. I'll use strength.
Yeah, in this case, it's dex. It just, if you were using it. A...
-1. Weapon bonus is 1.
Yeah.
Burst fire is...
It's
yes.
2.
Oh, it's 2?
2, yeah.
And then enemy AC is 3.
3, you got it.
Fucking 20.
Holy shit, Higgins!
Okay, so Higgs, roll damage. Damage for a laser rifle. I don't have it here.
Hey, burst fire is +2 on that.
Yes, so it's going to be a D10 +2.
Damn.
Nail it. Come on.
8.
Okay, so you hit it. You fire... All 3 shots hit it. 2 of them go up through its body and like up and hit the ceiling. The other one misses. It kind of like sputters. There's some smoke. It's like... dipping a little bit, but it's not destroyed. So
Prosper, medicine.
The camera. Well, so Prosper's got the other side of the door.
Yeah.
But he just helped.
So the camera light goes from like yellow, the little like ring around it goes from yellow to red, and then the gun like swings up and it's gonna take a shot at one of the two of you. So let me roll a d6. One to three, it's Higgs. Okay, so Piani, what's your armor class, Piani?
Get fucked.
My armor class is
17.
No, we're 5.
Okay, so it's got a plus 10 to hit you,
yeah,
which it does.
Of course.
Okay, Piani. So the weapon that it has underneath it, instead of like it doesn't shoot lasers, it's like a thermal pistol. So it fires like a superheated blob of plasma at you. It's like a little baby version of Sicarian's big like plasma projector. So you take 10 damage. The pistol tags you in the chest. Are you still up?
No, I'm down.
Okay, so Piani gets knocked on her ass. There's a big smoking wound in her chest.
And then
the drone, yeah, like dips and flies away.
So I'm still focused on the thing after
shooting
it?
Yeah, if you
want to
take another shot at it, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. And then at the end of this little like exchange, you guys will have the door locked open and you can attend to Piani. So what's your current hit point total at, Piani?
-2.
Okay, so you have eight rounds to live.
I rolled a 10.
Okay, you miss. And it disappears down the hallway. There's a heavy thump as the door locks in place. And, what do you guys want to do?
Don't I have, can I combat dress people or whatever it was?
I don't know. What skills do you have?
Great question. I totally have that one, though. I believe I did in the past.
I will remind y'all about the dying rules, and we can talk about what happens next. So let's see here. Systems.
There would be like a med kit as well on the walls, though.
There might be one in the next room or something. You can make a luck roll.
Who has the best luck?
Well,
yeah, and that's okay if you want to do whoever has the best luck.
Is it going to be only one person? Wouldn't we all go looking for
It's whoever goes looking for it. If you all do it, it'll just be the highest, like whoever has the best luck.
I have 14.
Honestly, it should be Piani's luck, but...
Oh, what's your luck, Piani?
It is their luck. 14.
It's 14.
That's what I have, so yeah. If you want to make a d20 to see if it's there.
I guess it should be Piani that does anyways, because if this is going to...
Yeah, it's fine. It affects you.
Roll a d20, Mr. Wheat.
Okay. Where's...
It's you. It's you. It's your life, man.
L'attention.
I'm rolling for what?
For us to find a med kit.
It's a luck check to see if they can find a med kit for you.
Because it's your luck. And it's not...
The med kit is full of poison.
I go and pick... I go and
Why
find
did
a med
you hit
kit.
Enter?
The med kit.
You just hit enter, Jeff.
Sodium benzoate.
Yeah, I just go and pick up the med kit. And there's like snakes coming out of it and shit.
Probably, I think you run over to the medical cabinet, pull it open, and instead of the med kit, there's just like a sticky note that's like, I owe you one med kit.
There's like a half-eaten Twinkie.
As we don't find a med kit, then I say we need to get Piani medical attention immediately. She's not doing.
We don't have. No one has a Lazarus patch or anything like that.
I most certainly did not have that. Is that the only way to heal someone?
Let me.
There's one on the ship.
There definitely is. Okay, let me find the thing for dying. And I think a Lazarus patch just means you don't have to roll.
the corpse.
But we're gonna run out of split screens for all these dead bodies.
I'd kind of like to try and contact Pi and be like, Pi, you know, Piani's really hurt.
Let's tell Pi that Piani's dying. That's a really smart idea. Pi, lose your shit, but you can do it. It might help. Also, Pi's a weird lock. I'm telling you right now, it won't help. But
this is a really bad idea, but you can do it.
Usually when the Space Master gives a snarky response, was like, but then realized that was kind of snarky. He's like, I mean, you could do it.
Yeah.
Then you don't do it.
Yeah. Well,
I've been on that side.
Yeah,
of
you ride
exchanges.
The fucking dragon. That's stupid. They're like, no one's laughing. And you're like, I mean, do you ride the dragon? And he's like, well, not now.
I don't. Here we go. Injury, healing, and death. Okay. So stabilize. If you have a character with the biopsionics discipline, can attempt to revive a mortally wounded character.
No, I don't have that.
As can a medic with a Lazarus patch available. Both such activities require a round's action to trigger the power of the patch. Stabilized character is at zero, bloody blah. Okay, there's nothing you can do without a Lazarus patch or a psychic that has biopsionics. What are you going to do? You're going to lose one hit point every round until you reach negative 10, and then you will be dead.
And it's 6 seconds per round?
Give or take, yeah.
What?
Holy shit.
I'm going to double check just because, yeah, a round is roughly 6 seconds. So you've got, Piana, you've got 36 seconds to live.
Are we like within 36 seconds of the ship?
All right. Can we do another luck roll for the next room to look for a med pack?
Okay, so hold on.
Because we're not getting to the ship, and just Piani dying is kind of lame.
Yeah, well, getting shot in the chest is kind of lame, too. So
yeah, wheat.
All right, here's let's
I'll run. We were going to have a nice dinner, okay? Like, I didn't hear anyone go, hey, maybe we should go to Lazarus Patch.
I'll run down the situation for you. So there's the turbo lift behind you. There are several dead engineers kind of scattered throughout the deck. You're in one of the like subsections of the ship, and the med kit that's supposed to be in this section is empty. It's been used and not replaced because someone is an asshole. You can at some point, like, you could try to, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what you could try to do. You could try to run for the swan song, I guess. That's your plan right now, but maybe you could scavenge up a midkit somewhere else or take Piani somewhere. But the point of the matter is you have 36 seconds to do it, and let's give you a break to think about it.
Yeah, let's fuck. We haven't fucked YouTube on any of the shows in a long time.
Yeah, so. Is it 8 times 6 more than 36?
Don't you have 6 seconds
it's
left?
It's 40.
Oh, yeah, no, you have 8. Yeah, that's right. So you got 40 seconds.
There we go, 40 seconds. That makes me feel a lot better.
Wait.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yes.
6 times 8.
Yeah, 48.
Thank you.
48 seconds. See, it's 40 getting better. Fuck it. Do it 60. You got a minute.
All right, we did math on stream. That was our fault. We'll see you guys later.
Okay.
That's true. We'll see you guys later. We're going to take a break, and then we'll find out how Wheat dies after this. We'll see you then.